The reason you lift your hand is because you already believe. You're saying, I believe. And we just give you an opportunity to confess it before men. He sees you, a little guy in the back. Little guy, I'm not a midget, he's a child. I mean, want anyone to think I was offending a midget.
Did you write it?
Once I gave my information to for this exact reason, and the reason was because he was funny. And it wasn't like he was trying to be funny. He was just, the way he would say things was hilarious.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like awkward, like laughing at you hilarious. It was just, he was smart. He came off in a really funny way. And
his tone.
Yeah. And he also caught me in the right mood. You know what I mean? I think you have to be perceptive to how people.
You're on Molly.
I was on Molly.
Fuck, man. You're the light. Your light is my light. Do you have a business card?
Give me your name and number.
You gotta get people on Molly.
So true.
Are you on Molly?
That's so good.
That's amazing.
Oh, man. I think you can do this. I got a chance. I've definitely given people false hopes in like drunk in an Uber.
Totally.
Like, oh yeah, let's definitely get together and work on your mixtape.
Oh,
yeah. I could probably hook it up and then wake up. And
yeah. I've lied to Uber drivers and been like, you know what? I think I'm going to go to Thailand too. Thanks for sharing all those pictures of tigers with me.
Oh yeah.
Never going.
Oh, I don't lie when I get those situations. I sincerely want to do it and I just haven't been able to. I met a guy once who owned an apartment complex in Liberia.
What?
And I was like, give me your information. I'm going to Liberia.
I want to go there.
Yeah. And
what?
Then we haven't kept in touch.
Sounds
but,
like
damn it.
Got scammed.
I've also been scammed. I'm also a sucker for scams. Like that's one of my I don't want to say that I don't do it on purpose because obviously when you get scammed, you get scammed.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit more willing to not be cynical. Like a homeless dude sold me a bunch of coins once.
Yeah.
homeless dude sold me rare coins in quotations.
It pays. Oh man. Yeah. It's an interesting point. Like, cause you could be cynical all day and be like, no thanks. No thanks.
Right.
No. And then that one day you miss like Banksy selling his art on the street or something.
Totally.
Yeah.
So for you might have a couple fails,
that's a rare situation.
But you'll probably get a Banksy, dude.
You'll probably get a Banksy eventually.
You'll probably buy Banksy.
Well, the other thing too is, I mean, the guy that was talking to me about these coins, like he did have a really good story, and they weren't expensive enough to where I was like, oh, well, let me take out a second mortgage on my home.
Like, have you ever heard of pirates?
Totally.
Pieces of Eight. Johnny Depp. These come from the Bahamas. And then you're like, I'm in.
These are from Illinois.
So what are they? Just old coins?
Yeah. They were like antique coins that he had claimed. Apparently this is a scam that a lot of people like this pool.
Mm-hmm.
I eventually found out because they were totally fraudulent coins.
Oh,
but they're
fuck.
Like rare coins that you would find in like estate sales and shit. So
interesting.
Yeah. So this kind of happens a lot with estate sales. I'll see this with synthesizers in particular because I'm obviously in the synth thing.
Yeah.
Where you'll have somebody that's just like, my uncle had this keyboard lying around. Don't know what to do with it. I'll give it to you for $50, and then it's like a $5,000 synthesizer or something like that, right? And so these coins,
it's full of cocaine.
Yeah, exactly. You'll have just old coins that are from, you know, the early 1800s,
the
late
1800s,
whatever.
Turn of the century.
Maybe this one.
Yeah, exactly. Pennies from 2002.
Whoa!
Bought them for $60.
Right on the cusp.
Yep. But, you know, you have those, and then they'll be like, when we were cleaning out this house, here are the coins. No one knew if they were valuable, and nobody wanted to appraise them, so he gave them to me and said, if you can figure it out, you're more than welcome. But before we got to that point, we had like this long chat about like how he became homeless and what he wanted to do, and he wanted to write about Skid Row, and it was all this shit that I was kind of like, all right, man, listen, I don't know if these coins are real or not. If they're real, I'm making out like a bandit. If they're not,
I got a fun story to tell.
I got a fun story, and it's like you're worse off than I am. I don't.
Yeah, you know, I'll buy your fake pennies.
You entertained me for a while. I'm not going to I'm not going to, like, track him down and be like, that's the guy.
No, it's like, I would have probably just donated, like, given you some money.
Totally.
Just, but, like, you gave me some cool coins and a funny story in return. Like, cool. Thank you. That's
exactly.
Fun.
Yeah, I respect that.
No harm, no foul.
I don't know if a street deal exists that isn't a scam.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
I mean, I know a guy who had a guy, like, paint his scratch out of his car, but he was like from a parking lot, like, hey man, I could take care of that for you.
He's really?
Like, yeah, what, how much? Like $75.
Oh,
the guy, he said he just the scratch out of his car,
said there was like a, you know, big like scuff on a fender,
right?
Oh man, like, probably took like white out and
he took black spray paint and sprayed it over his neck.
Are you serious?
He's like, all right, you owe me the money. And the guy's like, wait, what?
What the fuck?
Well, the sad thing about that is
technically,
like,
it worked
totally. Yeah. I mean, there is an economy for these people that they need to be able to use, right? So if you have a skill, like, for instance, if I mean, think about all the little posters that have the little tabs at the bottom. It's like, want to learn piano lessons? Pull the tab.
Yeah.
Call me at this, right? Like, there is an economy for that, right? And especially in a big city like this where there's not really a directory or there's not really a word of mouth being like, well, there is, I guess, but you don't have
any business
where you're like,
any
you want a plumber? Check this out, right?
Is, I don't know. Parking lot business, I'd say, is skeptical.
Well, in places like this, yes. But I think in places like Mexico or places that is a very legitimate economy.
They have a better,
I mean,
staff of parking lot servicemen in Mexico.
Probably true.
The funniest thing I've ever seen was like one of those tab pulling things. It was like, I don't know, I want to learn to play the xylophone. And, like, one had been ripped off, but then, like, shoved back in. Like, the person changed his mind. It was
That's
so
amazing.
Sad.
There was one that was making its rounds the internet. Those have become this massive creative force. Like, everybody's always using those.
There's always,
like,
an underground.
There's a funny thing. But
there's a guy in L.A. that does the bus signs, and he's done those.
Oh, really?
It's like, look, I don't know, he's basically shitting on himself.
Amazing.
His pictures, and looks like a creep. But it's become this whole, like, way to advertise yourself.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, the one I saw was, I think it wasn't xylophone. It was the recorder, I think. And it was like, want to learn how to play the recorder? And then all the tabs said, no thanks. Which is really funny.
It's just like somebody had a funny idea.
Exactly.
Spent an hour of their day working on it.
And it definitely made its rounds on the internet. Speaking of the internet, we should probably talk about why we're here.
God, isn't it a cool thing, the internet? The
internet is so cool.
Let's just vaguely talk about the internet from a larger scale.
From a larger scale. Welcome to Did You Reddit? A weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I am Dog Boobs.
And today's my free day. Oh!
I finally understand the name. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. I knew all along.
Still don't understand it. No. Those are our usernames on Reddit, by the way. If you want to contact us about anything pertinent to the internet, give us a hot tip or suggest subs that we should talk about, because on the sub, we talk about, or on this pod, we talk about different subs that we find on Reddit that we want to go dig in deep to. You can reach us at hi@digireddit.com or Facebook page digireddit, or you can hit us up at our individual usernames at digireddit. They're all spelled weird, so you got to get that verification first.
Whoa.
Anyway, today we're going to talk about the Bizible.
Bizible,
which we'll explain. Bizible. Such a disgusting way to say that.
It sounds like something you get at Frosty's Freeze. Yeah. You get the two Bizible. Extra large Bizibles.
Ew.
Ew. Bizible.
Let's talk about praying.
The Bizible. All right, so
I'm
going to
ask you guys a serious question. Do you pray?
Do you pray?
Well,
pray.
Leave. That's a pray. Good. That's actually an interesting.
Only when I'm in foxholes.
Foxholes?
Oh, I love the word.
Zing!
Foxhole.
Wait, what?
Get it?
I don't get it.
There are no atheists in foxholes, which is actually, it's like something that some Christians say. It's like, oh, you're an atheist? Well, there are no atheists in foxholes. And it's like, oh, well, when your life is in danger, that's when suddenly you're like, you're a believer and you're praying to God. And they kind of use it as a slight. Yeah, as a slight of like, see, we all are religious. But then if you really think about it, it's like that kind of does you a disservice that people only believe in God when their life is in danger.
Yeah, I don't really totally get that analogy.
It doesn't.
I understand. I understand the. I mean, I get if the only reason that you're
it's
religious
like when
is to be afraid of peril.
Yeah.
Then I don't think you're doing it right.
No.
But let me really quickly before we start getting into ranting about religion. This is so this sub is not about this actually is really interesting about this sub. They're not about that, really.
The sub is right. It kind of / THEBIZZIBLE.
Yeah. So Love the Bizible. So if you read the side. So first of all, let's do the stats. 15,976 readers, 19 here right now, right?
Cool.
So
it's a pretty big sub.
It's relatively big, fairly engaged.
Not
like
pathetic.
It's the original posts, I think, go back about 4 years. But people are posting pretty often because this is essentially people are trying to transcribe a new version of the Bible that is in plain modern modern lingo.
Like, yeah, it's too like long didn't read version.
Totally. And
let's
it's funny.
Extract the lesson.
Yeah.
And because
I is useful.
It is
well,
useful.
Look, I would imagine most of the Bible is like, yeah, I'm down with that. Like it's right. It's like don't chop off your sister's head and stuff.
Or
like,
do
cool.
If God asks you.
Or
to.
Do if God tells me to. And then stone them all.
Commandments 6,226. Yeah. Don't chop off your sister's head.
So what we're doing is we're hacking the Bible. We're instead of reading it, guys, you can burn your Bibles. Right. Just go to this sub, and you'll get it all.
Yeah, it's modernizing it.
Yeah,
I mean it is Fox Pictures Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah,
right. For the modern era, right?
It's pretty cool
because Shakespeare kind of hard to read. You kind of like gotta have to learn how to read Shakespeare. The Bible is not
thou
that dissimilar.
Cannot thou read?
Right, right, exactly.
Thy Shakespeare.
So the Bible, there are a lot of versions of the Bible, but. All of them, so the King James Version versus the new something, they're all these different kinds, and they will change some words to fit modern lingo, but this is to the extreme. This is literally swearing and turning God into like a
like,
funny,
hey, bro.
Yeah, a bro-y, it's really, it's just funny. It's
God's
a funny way to rethink
sick,
of the Bible.
Didn't
One
Kirk Cameron do
everything.
A movie series like this?
I don't know.
I don't think he has the humor to, but maybe. Yeah.
Well, I feel like he made some modern biblical.
He did.
And he made like a gazillion off of it.
The Left Behinds or something.
Kirk Cameron, man. He's my God.
The Left Behind?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Left Behind with the HBO show? No, that was.
Not the Leftovers, but it's like, it is like this like young adult novel series of like the rapture happens and it's like, whoa, we got left behind. That's
you're thinking
it.
Of
We're
the
hell.
Cheeky HBO comedy, The Left Behinders.
That's what I'm thinking about. So the description. So this is a place for people of all shapes and sizes, faiths, and creeds to come and have a laugh while retelling these old stories we've heard a billion times and think could use a bit of an abridging. Tentative rules. So this guy, I love this because the guy who started this, we got to figure out what his name is and guild him as we do.
Guy.
But they're very like, I wanted to start a funny sub, right? And they're very polite about it. Like, it seems to me, I actually would love to interview this guy. I know we couldn't get a hold of him for this specific episode, but I think we will do another one, hopefully, that we actually talk to him, because I know he has some projects that are ongoing that I want to actually get updates on. But I have a feeling he was a Christian, or maybe is still, and is kind of taken a back seat to, like, I don't want to be associated with the dogma of modern Christianity, but I still believe in what it's about, and I'm a nice guy, and I'm blah, blah, whatever. He just has an inherent politeness, right? So, tentative rules. No hate and derogatory posts. This is about fun, not making a personal point. Number two, while religious debate is welcome and encouraged, keep it civil. Number three, no spam posts. Number four, keep the use of memes to a medium, to a minimum, when possible. Tentative format for entries, source text, blah, 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 blah. You don't need to know about that. So
what if I want to embed this?
If you want to embed this,
the source code.
Shit, man.
Here's the source code.
That's how you do it.
So now this is cool. This is interesting. So Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers are all complete.
Which means they
have completely transcribed all of them.
That's cool.
And what is Numbers?
What is Numbers?
So there's not a.
Oh, that's the one written
chapter.
By the women.
It is.
That nobody's heard of.
Is it, cool.
Is that true?
I think there's supposed to be one of them written by a woman, Mary Magdalene. I watch a lot of Ancient Aliens on history, so I could be.
You still need to work on Deuteronomy, which sounds like a name from the Broadway show Cats.
It is. I think it's the name of the.
You're right. It is.
Yeah. That sounds familiar.
Sounds like a chapter from The Big Lebowski, dude.
So anyway, you get the idea. So this is a sub dedicated to reinterpreting, not reinterpreting, but transcribing the Bible
so that
in a new way.
People can get it.
That people can get, but also having fun, having some goofs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's like
getting on our level. Funny
Uncle Chip tell you a story.
Right.
Uncle Chip wants to talk to you guys about the Bible, and you're like, oh, man. But then he starts, right. And it's actually really cool.
Right.
This actually does sound like the beginning of a cool Denzel Washington movie where he's a teacher in a tough school, and he's like, he tells a kick-ass story about a guy who like got shot.
Yeah.
Totally. And he's like, and guess what? Leviticus 3:2. That's the Bible. And you're like, damn, I'm reading the Bible.
I think that's a great movie. Yeah, it's like Stand and Deliver, only like Bible school.
Yeah.
Like Sunday school.
I tell you a story about my friend Roy. He got shot in the face. You're like, what, Roy?
Wait a minute. And then what?
Genesis chapter 2, verse 17.
Let me tell you about Cain.
I said Jesus, and he got stoned for...
Rip.
By the Jews and the Romans.
Rippers and pieces.
Jesus.
I saw this like really stupid post that was like, it was like, I think it was actually like a shitty, like black metal graffiti thing.
You're just telling you black metal.
I'm super into black metal right now.
Dog Moves is very into black metal right now because of,
it's very
Last Pot on the Left.
Yeah. And also it's like, it's really nice music to listen to while you're working. Cause it's just this like really atmospheric.
So you're listening to black metal right now. I'm going to send you a playlist of black metal bands.
I'd like to get involved too.
Oh,
please do. Let's just all get into it.
I'm going to be sending you some, I sincerely love black metal. But there's a lot of bizarre black metal out there.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Let me ask you this.
That's not black metal. But I mean, if I'm
trying
to up
my testosterone, do you think it would help listening
to it?
Instead of doing push-ups?
No. Death metal.
Might buff you up.
Death metal is like, I want to be the alpha male tough guy. If you
Henry
put a
Rollins.
Goat in front of me, it might leave without a head type thing.
Oh, sick.
Black metal is a little bit more like, it's a little bit more... I grew up north of Bergen, and I have an affinity for pine trees because they remind me of the inevitable death of everyone.
And
right?
Odin, and maybe, perhaps, I am the most evil, but also those guys are posers.
That's
black metal.
That's black metal. That sums it up pretty,
would
pretty
it,
well.
Would it be accurate to say that death metal is, and then black metal's like,
That's true. That,
cool. There you go.
I wish we had a sound effects board.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's
so. Yeah, that's a good way to describe things.
So we'll talk about it later.
You're being very death
has
metal right now.
Nothing to do with what this pod is about.
Oh yeah,
so.
What I was gonna say is it was like this graffiti thing that was like Jesus died for our sins, but nobody asked him to.
That's so amazing, badass,
man.
That's a very black metal. That's a very, very black metal.
It's like, come on.
Oh boy. All
it's
right.
Not the point.
So do we want to just jump into this?
Yeah.
Get a couple of the posts. So we're gonna start with, I guess we start at the beginning of it all, right?
Genesis, y'all.
Genesis, chapter 1.
Have you
Is
guys
that
read the
Genesis,
Bible?
Genesis, that's the video game system?
Yeah. That's it. I have read the Bible. I've read so I grew up really.
Oh, let's talk about
our
religious backgrounds.
Right?
Yes.
I grew up super religious, or at least enough to where I would go to church almost every Sunday with my family, and then I got to a certain point in high school, kind of late grade school going into high school, where I became, my best friends were all evangelical Christians, essentially. So I got really into that scene, listened to a lot of Christian metal and weird Christian music.
So cool.
I know. It's so cool.
So cool.
And so my dad was really into the Gospels, so he was like, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I believe, are the Gospels.
Uh-huh.
And read them. That's about Jesus, and that's all you really need to know. And then I read that a few times, and then I read Revelations, because Revelations is badass.
Really? God,
Revelations. Revelations is, like, proper, like, scary sci-fi film type shit. And
nice.
It's pretty out there, dude. It's
Whoa.
it's pretty like.
Is that
when
God comes and starts like waving his God finger and?
He's like,
yeah, Revelations is the end of the world. It's the story of the end of the world. It's a dream.
Oh my God.
It's a dream that one of the apostles had.
So he wakes up and he goes, "I've had a revelation."
Literally, he had a revelation. That's
we
the
have to
that's
stop
the story of Revelation. It's like
stoning people.
I wonder if there's a good summary of what happens in Revelation.
Maybe there is on the Bizible. It's not official, but I'm gonna search
Revelations.
I mean, some of the actual anecdotes in Revelations are, it's fucking horrifying, and you just you can picture it in a metal song, dude.
Dude, here's like from the Bizible, Revelations Part 1. Just a little bit here. God gave unto Jesus a revelation of what must soon take place. He's too busy micromanaging and mucking about with details, so he had to send a casually worded email to Jesus bearing the subject line, "What must soon take place?" In this message, God instructed Jesus to go to his servant John and tell him to share the revelation. Okay, let's get to the revelation here.
John, I think.
Yeah, you get it. He sent him a text.
Okay, so it's like the email's like, subject, end of days? Hey, y'all, John here. Jesus, as well as the seven spirits, would like to wish you grace and peace. Jesus really is a swell guy, as I'm certain we'll agree upon soon enough. God would also like me to remind everyone that he is still indeed almighty. Anyhow, here are a few words from corporate to the seven branches. Nothing personal, just passing it along. From Jesus to the Ephesus branch. Management has been urged to give this critique sandwich thing a try, so here it goes. I don't know what's happening here.
Are you saying this from yourself?
No. Well, yeah, I don't know what's happening here. All right. Jesus chuckled into his wine glass, blah, blah, blah.
This is overly detailed.
Yeah.
The Revelations God, is overly detailed.
Well,
so.
God comes down and he goes, hey, y'all, this is what's going to happen. I'm sending you a mass. He CC'd all the apostles. Right.
Yes.
And in that, he's like, shit's going to get fucked up unless you straighten it out. Right? Am I right?
Yeah, that's, I mean.
So now they have to go out and spread the good word or the world will be over.
Die.
That's right. So their whole motivation is, I'm going to save the human race or else God will fuck shit up. I mean, that's an ultimatum. That's a hell of a business deal. God, talk about leverage.
Dude, this is really badass, actually. Listen to this. The seven trumpet-bearing angels glared with contempt. Not to be outdone, they gathered around each other for a couple of whispers and then began setting up some equipment. Marshall amplifier stacks, vicious-looking drum sets with massive bass kicks, piles of effects pedals, tangled patch cord and several guitars, all down-tuned to that threshold of just above floppy looseness, all with the haste and proficiency of the Rolling Stones' oldest roadies. Yeah. During the intro, a storm of blood, hail, and fire rained down upon the earth and burned all of the grass and trees. As the intro crept into the first verse, a meteor struck the ocean, turning a third of the water into blood, which proved tremendously inconvenient for a number of fish, who all thereupon died.
I don't feel like the fish deserved it.
No, they didn't do anything.
Oh, we don't know their lifestyles.
True, we don't know what the bottom of the ocean looks like.
I heard they fuck anything.
Just a bunch of fucking jizz candles everywhere.
Yeah. Do you know how they fuck?
Fish jizz candles.
They just let their jizz out, and then the women just let their eggs out, and they all just, and the eggs and the jizz just do it. I mean, are you guys into baby sex? No.
I didn't read that in the Bible, so it must be wrong.
Oh no, it's in there.
This is so good. You gotta read between them. All
right, finish the Revelations thing so our listeners can follow along.
Okay, so stars continued falling from the sky in a rhythmically pleasing sort of way while the angels played through the second verse and into the legendary breakdown, at which time locusts the size of horses covered the earth and eagerly began to torture mankind sinners for 5 months, precisely the duration of truly well-developed breakdown. With a few clean and strategically placed trills from the bass drum, the song launched into a thundering chorus, which was more than loud enough to stir four angels down on earth from their sleep and into a nasty hangover. These four angels were already having a dreadful morning and were understandably a bit miffed that they couldn't sleep longer. "It's really quite a mess down there," John mumbled with a grimace. "Trust me," the angel assured him, "all of God's mysteries will become clear." "I wonder what that's about," thought John, trying to ignore the ache growing in his stomach. He danced along to the music while beginning to feel a bit like he was riding a roller coaster. Blah, blah, blah. John tried to pay attention to the lyrics of the song for a while. The lead angel sang with a low growl about a couple of people going to earth and speaking prophecies while destroying mankind with breathing fire. "It's no Stairway to Heaven, but it's pretty catchy," John thought to himself. But of course, what the fuck does he know? By the time the song was coming to a close, the angels began smashing up their equipment while delivering a few last praises to God in all his glory. "Damn," exclaimed God as the angels took their leave. "That was fucking metal." The elders nodded their head in agreement. The song was indeed very metal. Satan himself could even be seen quietly clapping and nodding in the back of the room. He could never resist a good concert. That's it.
I mean, that's pretty... I don't understand the email exchange to begin with.
Yeah, that was part one. I don't get that.
But, that I mean, that pretty much sums up Revelations. Like, Revelations, if I remember correctly, and I haven't read it since I was probably 16 or 17, but it is literally John saying, I had a dream, it was fucked up, I'm going to tell you about it, because if this shit comes true, we are fucked.
Wow. Right?
And because they were hyper believers, it was like, this shit's going to come true. Yeah. So I'm going to write this shit down. I'm going to let you guys know. And it's all about like locusts coming and decimating everybody's land and blood.
Sulfur.
And, oh, it's fucking.
Farts, smoke.
It's so fucking metal, dude.
Farts. Well, who are these four angels and why are they doing this?
It was pestilence, wrath. Something, right?
Oh, kind of like from the Disney movie Hercules.
I think so.
It'd be good to know all this stuff just verbatim. But
yeah, four angels of Revelation or Apocalypse, I think.
Are they cool looking?
I'll tell you what. There's a way to teach this stuff in schools that's way cooler than the way I learned it.
Right?
So we didn't talk about the rest of religion. Were you guys both religious growing up?
Oh.
Raised Catholic, never read the Bible, stopped praying at 12.
Cool.
Sick. Yeah. That's metal.
I know. Right.
I went to Catholic school from 6th, 7th, 8th, and high school grades.
Right on.
And so I started late, which is the worst time to start.
Yeah.
Because I was a punk.
Yeah. That's, and I was that's, like,
this
that's
is
no way to start it.
This is bullshit, man. None of this shit sounds real. And everyone stuck me in
boring.
The corner and they told me I was going to hell.
Oh, no.
Because I didn't pray.
That's brutal,
and,
dude.
And, but, dude, I'll tell you what. The collared shirts were sick, and the sports were tight.
Yeah, man. Yeah. For real.
I mean, it was good schools, good
friends.
I think
if I had gone to a really badass, like, evangelical, exciting church, like, with snakes and stuff, probably would have gotten into it. Catholic church is boring
it's
as fuck.
It's so fucking boring,
it's
dude.
So long.
And I don't really feel like you guys give a shit about the Bible. It's
they
like
don't.
About everything else.
They don't give a shit about anything. They just talk and talk and talk, and then everybody gets angry in the parking lot when they leave.
Yeah, that's brutal.
It's more about just destroying kids' souls.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, fucking kids, and then
it was never lighthearted.
No, and they trick you into going on Christmas Eve saying Santa's gonna be there, but then they make you sit through 2 hours of
a fucking
priest.
But the trick is that Santa is Jesus and he was there the whole time, and you're like, I see him every other Sunday.
Oh my god,
man, I kind of want to read Revelations again just because it seems so fucking metal, dude.
I know, but I need to
death
read
metal,
like,
oh, so yeah, very death metal,
like not reading level metal. Grade 8 version of Revelation. I can't spend time trying to understand the way the Bible's written. It's just too hard.
I mean,
it's like
very
Shakespeare.
It really is like Shakespeare.
I don't know Shakespeare, and I was an English major. Shakespeare is impossible to understand.
Yeah, that's
unless you
it
watch
is very true.
Like a Gwyneth Paltrow movie.
Man, I'm trying to find what are the.
I like this post, the Bible in 380.
Oh
words.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, that's a really.
I mean,
good
I think
one.
I sort of it's this sub in a nutshell, maybe.
Right.
Except it's the whole Bible. I can't read.
Oh my god.
But I feel like dog boobs.
Dog boobs. Man. You're a great reader. I'm gonna look up the most metal scriptures in the Bible while you read that post.
Okay, where is it? Is it top of all time or something?
It's top of all time, 6 down, the Bible in 380 words.
Okay, let's do this. Here it goes, guys. Let's learn the Bible. The Bible. Okay, here we go. God creates everything. God creates earth, then creates humans to care for it. Humans decide it's more fun to eat fruit and do what they want. God banhammers them from his presence. They breed like rabbits and live forever. God gets mad that humanity really doesn't care. Kills them all except for one guy who cares about what God thinks. That guy, Noah, uses his fresh start to become a drunkard. Whose son might have done something naughty to him. More breeding. More time passes. Abraham decides to listen to God. Then not listen. Then listen again. Then not listen again. Same story, different guy. Jacob lies. Laban's a jerk. Joseph gets thrown into a well, becomes vice president of Egypt. Shenanigans with Egypt follow. Moses becomes a prince, kills a guy, runs away. Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
Runs away, talks to God in a bush, comes back and leads the Israelites into a desert to talk to God. God gives the Israelites a new set of laws, a new culture, new norms, and an expectation to be good and holy. Israelites. LOL, nope. God, fine, I won't be with you. Israelites, LOL, whoops, sorry, forgive us. God, okay. Repeat that for 500 years. God, whores, alliance revoked, LOL, Assyrians. Israelites, panic, lose war. Israel and Judah go into exile. Feels bad, man. God lets them have their land back. The Jewish people, as they now call themselves, get really uppity about following God so they don't lose their land again. 500 years later, and they've lost the plot. Jesus comes, tells them that God wants them to follow the spirit of the law more than the letter. When they ask him how he can say such things, he tells them it's because he's one with God and God's son. So they nail him to a cross, a perfectly reasonable reaction. Shenanigans ensue. Then Jesus raises himself from the dead. The church spreads. A Pharisee converts into Christianity and spends the rest of his life establishing Christianity as a religion for all people, not just Jews.
Who was that, Moses?
I have no clue.
A Pharisee.
Pharisee.
I don't know.
Jesus will eventually come back. God will judge the wicked. Everything will be made right, and God and humanity will live together again. The lion will lie down with the lamb, and everybody hugs it out. The end.
That's pretty much, that sums it up. I think there.
That's the broad strokes.
You know what is great about that? It sums it up nicely, the story, and then we get so fucking caught up on the convoluted, crazy shit around that.
I know. Yeah.
That it doesn't necessarily matter.
Well,
that's
there's
like
multiple
the point, right?
moments in that story that right. is that's based on just man's opinion.
Yeah. Totally.
Like, so you say God talked to me, and I'm like, bullshit. Prove it. And like,
totally.
That little argument alone,
right?
You know, sets the world on fire and has been forever.
This is the best comment on this totally entire thread. This guy called, "Hey, you guys." Says God creates dinosaurs, God destroys dinosaurs, God creates man, man destroys God, man creates dinosaurs.
Oh, amazing.
That's guild? Beautiful.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think we should guild him for that Jurassic
who,
Park
who is
reference
it?
Does he already have hella
hey
guild?
You guys, no. Oh. he's got only got 3,000 post karma and 1,000 comment karma.
Well, the boy needs,
he deserves a guild.
He nerd,
what's
needs
his
a
name
guild. Guild that boy.
Hey with two Y's.
So,
you with three U's.
On the post,
with four
there
S's.
Was a post, there was an Ask Reddit that was, what are the most metal Bible verses?
Oh, fucking cool.
The top one, as I would have assumed, is from Revelations.
Yes.
And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Revelations 9:6.
Damn.
So that's saying, like, it's going to be so fucked up, you're going to want to die?
Pray for death.
You're going to pray for death, and it's never going to come to you.
Nope.
That sounds like
fuck, dude.
Hell.
Infinite
that
torture.
That sounds terrible. And then the one below it is Isaiah 34, verses 2 through 3. He hath utterly destroyed them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of the carcasses. And the mountains shall be melted with their blood.
Holy shit.
Dude, the
that's
Bible
so metal.
Is fucking crazy, dude.
That's hella metal.
It's
for sure.
It gets gnarly. Ezekiel 35. I will fill your mountains with the dead. Your hills, your valleys, and your streams will be filled with the people slaughtered by the sword. I will make you desolate forever. Your cities will never be rebuilt. Then you will know that I am God.
Jesus, oh my God. God!
We have to talk about when this was written, because I feel like whoever wrote this section of the Bible found like whiskey and uppers.
Yeah,
like,
it was
all
just
the
like,
same season. And they're like, I'm just going to drink and do uppers all night.
And just snort so much cocaine.
This is one man's tone and
vision.
This is
a Bible written in 1982 in Miami, Florida.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is cool. They actually sell something called the Metal Bible.
Oh, I need it.
Yeah. It's a special Bible edition for all of us who are into metal music.
It
contains the New Testament as well as the metal heads that share their life story and talk about what God and the Bible means to them. So they actually have people from Iron Maiden and Whitesnake and Megadeth, like, in the book, talking about what the Bible means to them.
So
that's
Dave,
not quite
well,
what I was
Dave Mustaine is like a born again crazy Christian. He's the guy from Megadeth.
Oh God!
And he's on a different world. He's fucking hilarious.
That's
Dave
amazing.
Mustaine. He's also a G. I don't know what the story is with Iron Maiden. I love Iron Maiden. I don't know what their deal is with Christianity though. Here's another one, Revelations 13, 1 through 8.
Whoa.
And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy.
I'm going to draw that because I don't know, how do you even split up 10 horns on seven heads?
I mean, that's basically Cthulhu.
The balance is getting me off.
Yeah.
One guy's got two horns.
I mean, here we go again. It's just revelations and revelations and revelations.
So
Revelation
cool.
6:8. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth.
Ooh. So let me ask you a question, guys. I love it. Revelation's cool and metal, and it's sick.
Yeah.
How many people have killed in the name of that quote right there? Like,
right? It's,
well, nobody's really killing in the name of Revelation.
Yeah, have you seen a little movie called...
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Well, that's the thing. It's like Revelation is Revelation is the is. I don't think people kill for Revelation. People kill for the Gospels, and then people kill for the Old Testament. The Old Testament is the original text. Judaism is associated with the Old Testament. Really, like the religious folk who claim homosexuality is wrong, etc. Like a lot of their source comes from the Old Testament, and that shit was like, there's one way to do things, and it's a state regulated way to do things. Here's how it works, right? Revelations is people just go, well, this is the end of the Bible, so I guess if we don't do things right, we're fucked. And that sounds terrible.
It's kind of out of their hands at that point. Right. That's a bummer.
Job 30.
That's a pretty
I am a brother to dragons and a companion to owls. My skin is black upon me and my bones are burned with heat.
Cool.
Man.
You know what? There's a connection with Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Because in the original Mission Impossible, there's a connection Job. To the Book of Job.
That's right. I remember. That was a huge plot point.
It was.
Interesting.
Everybody was wearing masks.
Yeah, man.
I wasn't me the whole time.
So
I was
cool.
Your mother.
Oh, wow. God.
So, man, the Bible's pretty violent.
I actually think so like the Bible.
I know. I'm getting really into it. I think you're going through a black metal phase.
Yeah.
So it makes total sense that you would love the Bible.
It'd be fun to read something that's digestible to read, though. I guess that's what this whole sub is.
Yeah.
Well,
but even... So there's digestible to read, right?
I'm just saying from a language standpoint, like what words you've chosen.
Well, but why... I mean, like,
let's stay away from the paper-thin pages.
But this is, totally. What? Are you guys on a paper budget?
Can we just split that into a couple volumes? Like, why do we got to do that?
Right.
Yeah. Thick it up a little.
Makes for great rolling papers, though.
Oh, I love to get high from the Revelations chapter.
Yeah.
That would be a... Totally
Revelation.
Sick way to get high, actually.
I'm high.
Yeah, right?
To snort meth, I mean.
Yeah, no, me too. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Okay. So this it's funny that we're coming into this as people that are like detached from religion now and detached from Christianity.
But I think we all appreciate a kick-ass story, especially if people's skin is burning.
Kick-ass story, but also Game of Thrones,
yes.
Lord of the Rings. Like, there's a lot of shit where you look at Revelations, you read Revelations 13:18. Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
Fuck yeah! 666!
Oh, but that's like...
So is the beast the devil?
The beast is the devil,
cool.
Right.
So how come there hasn't been like a real gladiator-style movie...
They need to
I mean,
do
I guess
it.
There's the Jesus, the Mel Gibson Jesus one,
yeah.
But that was
but that
one
one's
story.
About Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, this is I,
I don't
see
want
a
miracles.
Fucking movie. I
want
to see a Game of Thrones
yes.
style shit
I want
about me. Revelation.
I want
all
brothers
is,
and sisters.
Why don't we
about,
write
like,
it? Why don't we write a fucking horror novel
okay.
about
question.
Revelations?
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you want to be a billionaire?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's write some Bible stories.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay. Boom.
I mean, there's
you're
gotta
in the movies,
be
kid.
No easier way.
Let me ask you a question.
To get to, well, actually, that's not true. But just to say, all right, we're gonna make a show about Revelations. Where do I sign?
I actually think I think
how
the
many
History
have
Channel made
that fucking show.
History Channel did a series on the Bible that was really popular. The Mel Gibson movies, the. Most highest grossing movie of all time, I think.
No way.
Yeah,
whoa.
Dude.
That's
Mel,
crazy.
Mel Gibson financed that himself and he made like straight $2 billion off it, like in his pocket, no partners. That's why he
oh
got.
Oh my God, I just can't. I gotta just keep reading Revelations verses right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Revelations the bomb.
Revelation, I'm sorry to cut you off. Finish your thing and then I'll read Revelations 12 and then we'll talk about the Bizzible.
I'm just saying, guys, if you want to get rich, make some shit about the
yeah,
Bible.
Man.
Well,
Mel Gibby did it.
But I don't think, I mean, this is what would happen, though. If you made something that was solely about Revelations, I think all the, you wouldn't attract Christians. You would attract people who go, this is metal. I love violence. Mm-hmm. I'm in, right?
You'd attract people that didn't like you, though.
Well,
it'd be on CNN.
I don't
want to like
shit on Christians.
No, you're not.
I used to be a Christian, and I have a lot of friends that are still Christians, but like
they're shitting on you.
Well, yeah,
on
I mean,
CNN
that's the thing.
On a panel. Yeah. But I just think
that's the thing. Is
I just want to be the subject of a talking panel.
There are a lot of people who are very literal about the Bible. The Bible is obviously very divisive, and I think that mm-hmm. Revelations is a chapter in the Bible that is very, very dark, very violent, very... It's all... I don't want to say it's all metaphors, but it's all very colorful imagery, right?
It's essentially take the silver or take the lead.
Right.
Pablo,
I mean, it's
Pablo Escobar.
Ooh.
It's like,
ooh.
Either do what I say or I will kill you.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
That's God's deal, right?
Yeah. And it's all... That's very true. That is God's deal. And it's also... This is a good... entry point, I think, for people, because if you read,
does this start at the Babylon where everyone's fucking and speaking in tongues? And
what, Genesis? Oh yeah, no. we definitely need to read Genesis.
No.
Oh, Revelation?
Yeah,
Revelations
is it a low point of humanity?
No, like, it's I think it's post Christ, and it is a.
But have people, you know, hit the fuck fan as they say?
No, I think that was more the story of Noah. I think Noah was Sodom
Noah.
And Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's what
that's the stuff.
I'm pretty sure.
That's a cool movie.
Oh my god. Kind of adjacent. Have you guys ever heard of the movie Solo?
I don't think so.
It's pretty fucked up.
You know it's fucked up is Revelations 12.
Oh shit.
3 through I think it goes on for a while. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given the two wings of a great eagle so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the wilderness.
Mescaline.
where she would be taken care of for a time, times and half a time, out of the serpent's reach. Then, from his mouth, the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away from with the torrent.
Why?
But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commands and hold fast their testimony about Jesus.
That's pretty cool.
That one wasn't as metal. That one was metal in like that's the kind of thing that
well, that's essentially
Cersei
saying
would tell her children, right?
That to me is saying if you do what God says, you chill.
Yeah.
If you don't, I'm going to spit my dragon fire at your face.
Yeah, that's pretty
Again,
so cool.
Take the silver, take the lead.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. It seems like...
It's kind of violent, right? Like,
yeah, Revelations 12:17 is... But this
isn't...
the
same...
This is people who think metal is like fucking...
But
like,
this is,
like goofy fantasy metal shit.
And it's
this
like,
is the
look
same,
in the mirror.
I know.
It's the same deal people hate about businessmen for. It's like, either take... sorry. Either take my business deal or I'm going to bankrupt your company.
Yeah. Right.
Or whatever version of that.
Right.
So it starts here, right? This is
right.
human nature at its purest
like the mafia.
Form.
Right.
Do what I say or I will destroy you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's one of my big issues.
Making us an offer we can't refuse.
Oh.
I mean, that's
story
a really hard.
Told over and over again.
That's a tough thing to dispute if you're a Christian or if you're. I think all religions are kind of like this, where
well, you're
like,
locked in fear.
Yeah, you're locked
is,
in fear
think,
because you think that
me,
God just goes, if you don't do what I say, you're fucked, right?
Yeah.
Well, that, to me, like as a foundational standpoint, I'm kind of like, really? Like, that's how humanity exists?
Right.
In like a either live or die scenario?
Yeah,
right.
It's like
so that's a bondage situation,
defeats
right?
Defeats the idea of morality.
Right.
In
and,
general.
It, morality, but also the idea... I think a lot of Christianity, Catholicism's kind of baked in fear, I think, but Christianity is a lot more about love and peace and
yeah.
God is good. And
Christians just forget that.
Yeah,
sometimes.
And you kind of go, God is good. This is horrifying
this is what we're up
shit,
against.
Dude.
Yeah,
like,
are the Jews? Did the Jews kind of like, have this the same vibe? Did they believe in Revelations or?
I don't.
The Torah,
Revelations
what's,
is
how
in,
deep does
Revelations
the Torah
is in the New Testament, so I think the New Testament is not
oh, yeah.
A Jewish
okay.
thing.
Thanks.
But I think that they have their own versions of things like this. I don't know shit about the Torah.
Yeah.
But I know that every religion has their own kind of doomsday prophecy. Idea of what
Islam,
happens when
what
you're gone
Islam?
Or whatever.
Doomsday now?
Well, a lot of, I mean, fuck, dude, I don't even want to pretend I know enough about the.
Yeah,
I don't.
We should
I don't,
know more about this stuff. It's like it definitely affects the world.
You know, it's right? funny. Everybody should know more about like the Quran and the Torah and, you know.
Let's admit the now, Bible publicly to thousands of our viewers. Mm-hmm. Listeners, that we just don't know what we're talking about.
I don't
about.
Know shit. if, I don't
was that
know
not
shit.
Apparent from the beginning?
Yeah, well, now it's official.
I mean, I think...
On the record.
I don't know if we know anything about anything. I'm not saying us. I just think people. I think all we try to do, especially on this pod, is like kind of find a topic and try to learn it a little bit in real time.
True.
We'll go in knowing stuff about it. Like, I do have a religious background, but I don't have a... I can't... I mean, fuck, I haven't read the Bible in 20 years.
Or ever, yeah, if you're right? me.
Or ever. And you guys went to a Christian school, right? I mean, the Bible,
I don't think I ever sat and read it.
Not a lot of people have read the Bible. Like, it is, and even when you read it, it isn't, it's not like reading fucking...
It's not like a John Grisham thriller.
No, yeah, exactly,
which it should be.
God, I mean,
they should rewrite it like that. John Grisham should
but
write the Bible.
But people lose their shit, though, because there's
the Bible,
so many,
the
so
John
many
Grisham
of those
edition.
Details... That are really contentious, that, yeah. that determine
Trevor
entire
got out of the shower,
political
sweaty,
opinions.
Nipples erect.
Is that John
Grisham?
Yeah, his version of the Bible.
He writes really sexy mysteries. Yeah.
It's like a Chuck Palahniuk version of the Bible. But, you know, there
Trevor,
are...
Trevor.
So, Trevor.
Trevor.
So there are the versions, Jesus. Like the homosexuality and like the not eating pork. And,
yeah.
And like, there are a lot of these details that people get really fixated on that I think if you were to rewrite the Bible as a story, you would not, you would lose those things because you
like
have
not
to,
eating pork is not watching porn.
Well, you would, well, yeah, but you can't make analogies. I mean, you have to, you have to be literal with it. That's the thing with the Bible is like people get caught up on the literal interpretations of things. So if you were to rewrite the Bible as a story, you would have to include these details that would make the story not flow. Because like how do you people like there are like two verses about homosexuality and it's predicated an entire fucking platform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's
cherry picking.
It's so but you know what it's cherry picking, but it's also like you're not gonna just mention that in the sidebar and be like, he was gay, which you're not allowed to do, by the way, and then just continue with the story, because that's how it kind of is in the Bible. It's just like,
yeah.
You just show two guys kissing
gay.
And then
moving on.
Yeah, it wasn't
right?
cool to like lay with man or dogs and stuff. Yeah. So like, anyway, moving
it,
on.
Totally. It makes judgments about people.
I love laying
that
with my
you,
dog.
Me too.
That are kind of, they're so kind cute. Of, they're distracting from the points. But
yeah.
Anyway.
A, I kind of, I, you can edit this out, but I got to get going pretty soon. But I found a really funny post.
Ooh.
About it's Luke 10 verse 25 through 37, the Good Samaritan, aka nobody out lawyers Jesus. So it's like, so a lawyer
is
goes,
Jesus,
hey,
the ultimate lawyer.
He's the ultimate lawyer.
Man.
That's amazing.
That's what lawyers want you to think.
Jesus, aka Aaron Brock.
Lawyers are like, yeah. You know, Jesus was a lawyer. It's like, fuck off, lawyer.
Fuck you. You're a lawyer.
You're a lawyer.
Hey,
lawyer
Jesus,
man.
How do I get eternal life? Well, what do you think the law tells you to do? It just says to love God fully, love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. Now, remember, this was Bible time, so people weren't full of self-loathing like they are today. This basically meant to love your neighbor a whole lot. So Jesus goes, yeah, that's pretty much it. Do that and you'll live. Okay, but the lawyer began looking for a loophole. Who counts as a neighbor? So Jesus takes a deep breath and rubs a spot between his eyes as he realizes that Mr. Literal over here is going to keep this shit up. Why people think they can act like assholes and God will be cool with it because of some loophole is beyond even him. So gather round, boys and girls, it's story time. Once upon a time, there was a man going from Jerusalem to Jericho. What was his name? What? It doesn't matter. Some guy. What? He doesn't have a name? Call him whatever you want. Call him Fat Ass Joe for all I care. You want me to deal with you like I dealt with the farmer's market in the temple? You gonna shut up? Fuck, where was I? Luke, don't write that part in the Bible. The what? Would you just shut the fuck up? Can I continue? Everyone sat in tense silence. So this anonymous guy's traveling and he gets robbed. They take everything and leave him beaten, naked, and half dead in the street. A priest wanders by and goes, oh, gross. I can't handle that shit. These are my good robes, and crosses onto the other side of the street. People murmur quietly to each other at this point. A priest did that? Holy shit. Then a Levite wanders by and does the same thing, just walks to the other side of the street and keeps going. Avoid eye contact. This is a bit more relatable for people there because everybody kind of had a friend or a relative that was a Levite, pretty regular folk. So now everybody starts thinking, shit, you know, I might have done the same thing if I'm being honest. But they stay quiet because they want to hear the whole thing. But then a Samaritan was walking by and he helped the poor guy out. He cleaned and bandaged the wounds. He helped the guy up onto his own donkey. He brought him to an inn. Now everyone's a bit uncomfortable because Samaritans were known as low-class scum. But Ooh. Here he was doing something decent for someone he didn't even know. The next day he paid the innkeeper and said, "Hey man, I got a favor to ask you. I left a guy up in that room who's in pretty bad shape." "Why? What did you do to him?" "Motherfucker, it wasn't me. I found him like that." "Whatever you say, sir. Look, will you just take care of him?" "Take care?" asked the innkeeper, making a gun with his fingers and pointing it at his head. "No, you fuck. Feed him and change the bandages and make sure he's all right. Just track whatever it costs and I'll pay it when I get back." Jesus waits a second, watching with a smile as everybody kind of sits there uncomfortable before looking at the lawyer. "So let me ask you, which of these people was a neighbor to the beat up guy?" The lawyer sighs and muttered, "The guy who helped." "So who are you going to treat like your neighbor?" "Everybody." Which means to love everyone as I love myself. "You're goddamn right," said Jesus. And that is the story of the Good Samaritan.
I mean, I want that Bible. Dude.
Me too.
Yeah, a couple swears, a couple gun references.
And just some nice, weird, funny humor, man. Like, there's a lot of moments in that where it's just written right.
Yeah. Question: Is every story in the Bible just an example of how you should act? Like, it's just a metaphor for what you should do. So,
Did it actually happen, or is
it a metaphor? And so, look, I don't think it really matters. Like, the point is, don't get caught up in the story. Get caught up in the spirit, I guess, of what you should be doing.
Yeah.
And but everybody perceives things there. I agree. I 100% agree with you. Because
I think in that story, Jesus is saying, like, dude, quit worrying about the details. What I'm saying is, don't be an asshole. If somebody needs help, help them. That's pretty much it. And the guy's like, but women? And it's like, yeah. He's like, doesn't say that. You know, it's like,
Totally. So, dude, that is the problem with religion and the Bible and all of it. But
lawyers.
Lawyers are the problem. No, I mean, it's the analytical thinking because we could talk about this shit forever, but that's part of the details of fear, right? Because if you go, like, think of all those people who grow up to do exactly what they're told their entire lives, expecting this end result based solely on what they've done because of that.
Like, the right thing, and then you get to an adult and everyone who's doing better than you got there by maybe not doing the right thing.
By interpreting it in a certain way.
And they're like, because if you, there's a lot of, you can exploit that scenario very easily.
Right.
And that's the problem. It's easier to exploit than to do the right thing, I think. And that's Jesus' whole point. Yeah. Like, fucking just, it's tough to carry the guy up to the room and pay $16 and fuck him twice. That's why he wasn't a whorehouse. Yeah. He wasn't a prostitute. Wait, what? He's like, clean that guy up for me. I'm out of here. He's two twins.
I have work to do. Clean him up for me.
I have humanity to save.
I left him a mess up there. Thanks in advance.
There's jizz everywhere. Shit, blood.
The story of the Good Samaritan. Wow. Yeah,
a real freaking deep in the sack.
That's true. And that is the problem, I think, with the way people interpret all these religions is they don't even in Islam, where it's like, I don't know, 70 virgins or whatever waiting for you. It's like, I don't know if you need to get focused on the detail.
Yeah.
Just focus on the fact that there's going to be that if you do what's
it's
right,
like something you like,
there's something that is going to benefit you personally.
Yeah.
Waiting for you.
And here's the other thing.
Whatever literal, that might they're be, like, right? What if it's only 69? Like, what the fuck?
And then the
it's
other
better.
The other major point. The other major point is just, I'm not going to be there for you to tell you what's right or wrong. You have to choose
totally
every day, all the time, you for yourself. And so, I think people like expect some other force to govern them.
Totally.
Where it's like, no, man, this is, you wake up, you're going to have to steer your own ship.
It's your heart.
Choose.
It's your heart.
And so these are all examples of
people
who have done it the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I agree. I mean, I love this reinterpretation of the Bible. I think it's a really funny way to do it.
Do you think we live in a godless city?
No.
The City of Angels?
I think God is a complicated question, right? Because I think God...
Whoa, what is God? Is it a particle? Is it space?
Well, but that's an interesting thing. Because I think
up in the sky with
Los
a big long
Angeles
beard?
Is an undeniably white
man?
Spiritual
Is it a
place.
White man?
It's a white man.
Wait, have you guys ever watched the show Stella?
No.
It's with like Michael Ian Black, Michael Showalter, and David Wayne.
I know.
Oh, I have
but like
it.
They have this recurring thing where it's like I wouldn't say like I'm religious, like I don't believe God's this like old man with a long white beard, but like I would say I'm spiritual. But they have that conversation all the time, and now I'm just like,
I mean, it's such an LA thing, dude.
The
like,
spiritual,
I don't think God has a big long white beard or anything.
What you just said went peak meme like 10 years ago. The totally. Other thing that went peak meme is like, have you guys seen Idiocracy? Because we're definitely living in it.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Welcome
it's like
to Costco.
Happening.
I
Welcome
love
to,
you.
Oh, first of all, that movie is the best. We've even talked.
We're
about it.
If you think about it, like we're living in Idiocracy.
I mean, it happened right now. So
you, like we're living in it.
It peak memed. It peak memed for me like a week ago.
That's like true.
I don't need to hear it. And guess what? I'm not spiritual anymore either. I'm Christian.
Man.
I'm fucking Christian. We went full circle.
I think we went full circle.
What else has gone peak meme that we can get rid of? Like in like the friend circles you hang with, like what are people saying over and over? You're like, yeah, we get it.
Oh my god.
Moon landing?
No, dude, never gonna go peak
that's
meme.
Never.
No,
that's,
because I'm not, people
it.
Call you a that truther if you talk about it.
No, that thing's nuclear, dude. That thing's power.
That thing is
life.
Nuclear.
well,
that's yeah.
That was Ooh, that's the desirable, man.
I like this one. It. I'm actually gonna spend some time looking at these because I don't know. I think it takes a little while to read them. Some of them, they're a little longer, but they're written in really funny ways. And the stories are kind of interesting. You're like, God, really? That's what that was about?
Well, you know what, man? It kind of converted us. I feel like we left this thing as Christians on accident.
I agree.
You know what else?
Between Revelations and the story of the Good Samaritan with the gun and shit.
You know what else is funny?
Christianity, I'm back.
Humans want to join something new all the time, I feel like, and it's like we just joined a new gym.
Yeah,
we're like, oh sick, dude, this is the best,
this
Bible.
Is a gym.
Totally.
We haven't done any fact
and it's
checking.
Like gyms have been around forever.
The guy who runs this is just a cult man. Look at Jesus breakdancing.
Yeah.
That's a sick ass
the
picture.
Son of man did not come to be served but to serve. And it's a photo.
It's a
look at all the priests
is,
that are just
this
clapping.
Is gonna be the
That's a beautiful
this
rendering.
Might be the cover of this week's post.
Can you
I think.
Send me that?
Definitely. That's 11 down of all time.
Awesome.
So it's also worth noting, by the way, so this guy, so I think we need to actually reach out to Clank or C1 Ank, who I think must be the guy who started this thing.
How do you spell that?
C1ANK. I think we maybe give two guilds this time, because I think he's the G. But the reason I bring him up is because there's... I gotta find it, but he's working on a project. Oh, there it is. Bible time. Oh, and this is actually not him. This is a guy named Oh I Get Jokes.
Oh, his name I Get his, Jokes.
But he has a project going on. Sorry to spam, but there's a lot of activity on this front. I didn't want this info to be missed by those who've expressed an interest so far in the original post, right? So he has a project going on called Bible Time. And it's a show I believe he's pitching, right? Bible Time, voice actor, blah, 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 blah.
Read this entire post in Troy McClure, which is so funny.
That's
famous
really
Troy.
Troy McClure.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. That was the worst.
But this guy, so he's working on he's working on a YouTube series called Bible Time, where they tell stories that are kind of in the... In the Bible. Fuck me, dude. I couldn't get that one out. But he's telling stories in that way. It's a project he's working on. If you go to the Bible, as you should, maybe give his project a look. And if you have a really good voice, or if you want to participate, you should hit him up about it, because it sounds like he's digging into this project. I don't know how far along it is.
I'm gonna watch one. Yeah.
Last edited 13 days ago though, so it seems like this one's we're approaching peak meme.
So if you're a dreamer in LA driving an Uber and you're looking for a job,
right?
Here's a job.
And you didn't turn off the pod after we fucking blasted you at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, told you to kill your dreams.
I don't know if I'm
gonna
edit that in or not, but
Bible Time. I love that.
Bible Time. So
I
anyway,
be part of it.
Okay. So I think we'll probably give a couple guilds this week, because I think Clank.
I got
think
a list.
Clank. Whoever the guy is that started this thing, we're gonna guild, because I actually want to talk to him too and kind of figure out his point of view, his or her point of view on all of this, because I think I personally relate to having been a Christian and now being like, what the fuck is all this nonsense? Until I read Revelations and read the Bible, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay, cool, I'm in. I'm back to it, right?
It's so hard to teach kids complex stories about like simple ways you should act. It's, but now after you've lived a little, you can sort of relate. You're like, oh yeah, that makes a lot more sense. But man, just keep it simple to a 10-year-old. Just be like, hey, don't steal.
And the organization, the Christian organization and Catholicism, it's all fucking bullshit.
Kids aren't going to digest that shit.
I mean, it's like, it feels like believing in freedom versus believing in the American government. You know what I mean? Like, fuck yeah, believe in freedom. You, for real? Like, fuck yeah, I believe in Jesus. Like, this guy was an amazing role model. He was like teaching all this good shit. I'm in. I'm fucking down with that, right? But I don't believe in Catholicism. I don't believe in Christianity as an institution.
Yeah.
Right. Where, so where do you land?
You like the guys that butt fuck all those people?
Oh,
yikes!
What they do?
Yummy.
Boofing.
Quotus. What is the name that? What is the thing you say that? Quotus.
Quid pro bono.
Quid bono. Pharmaceutical.
Quid industry. Bono.
We're gonna put that on a
big
shirt.
Pharma. Yeah. Big tobacco.
Big fucking pharma.
Big.
Big.
Big tennis shoe, dude. You guys know about them?
Yeah, New Balance.
Oh, watch out.
New Balance. Talk about
the In what world does a New Balance cost $140?
Come on.
What are you talking about?
New Balance, shape ups. More like New World Order, you know?
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
Look at the logo a little
New
deeper.
Balance World Order is like like a subreddit we should start.
Uh-oh. How's Adult Babies doing, by the way?
Not so well.
I posted something on it the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see if I've got any more subscribers here. Also, I'm gonna hit some randos.
Oh yeah, let's rando. I know DaBoobs has to go work on some stuff. She's gotta work on rebranding Adult Babies.
Yeah, rebranding Adult Babies, proving the moon landing was a hoax.
Two very important things.
I just found
today.
A really cool one.
Ooh,
Snack Exchange.
Ooh, shit.
Welcome to Snack Exchange. We hate your body and seek to destroy it with snacks.
Okay.
Feel free to trade anything that isn't a snack as well. Buddy, we don't give a gosh darn. And it's people that are like pumpkin spice Pop-Tarts. Who wants them?
Wait, and they just mail them to each
other? Yeah, I guess so.
Whoa, that sounds fucking gross, but I'm fucking in, dude.
I'm
that sounds
so
awesome.
A mail-based snack exchange?
Yeah,
somebody,
that's what
a friend
this
of
is.
Mine sent me a half-eaten peanut butter and jelly sandwich once in the mail.
Nice.
And, like, and it was like just in a it was just in a FedEx envelope. It had no seal.
Ew, beautiful.
Fucking hilarious.
I like. Yeah. I mean, the mail is cool because you can just stick whatever you want in there.
It's really,
it gets there for like
cool,
42
dude.
Cents.
I know.
You can literally mail a potato.
I mean,
just put a stamp on a potato.
They'll mail it. It's up to us to use the postal service more.
Yeah,
because
it
really is an amazing joke machine that we just don't take. Advantage
I know
of
it's at our disposal.
Hey guys, mail something today. Okay, we're actually sponsored by the United States Post Office.
Some pods are sponsored by Stamps.com. We're actually sponsored by the United States Postal Service.
The mothership.
The mothership.
USPS.
This is an incredibly boring one, but it's also kind of interesting in some strange voyeuristic way. British Columbia. British Columbia.
I hear those words and I smile and I go, oh, that's nice.
I know, right? It kind of feels that way. So what's happening this week in British Columbia? What's going on? So we got... when you're the first in line at the auto plant agent, I know, right? Crazy. It's just a license plate with 000001.
Oh,
you know how excited I would be to have that license plate? Mildly excited.
Yeah, very. It'd be enough for a moment of 186 upvotes on 187. You're welcome. Freedom of information seriously suffered under BC Liberals last year. Report. So this is just about, you know,
British Columbia.
I don't know what to tell you.
Check it out.
It's about British Columbia. Check it out.
All right.
What's this? Paladins. I think this is a game that I don't know
anything
about. So I don't want to pretend. Have you played Paladins?
Ooh, here's...
I'm just not pronouncing things right.
Here's a good one. Anarcho-capitalism.
Ooh.
Whoa. Welcome to anarcho-capitalism, a discussion of
proprietary?
Proprietarian arcanist political philosophy.
That's
whoa.
A mouthful.
Non-aggression principle.
Holy
Austrian
fuck.
Economics and liberal ethics.
This sounds
save
like,
that.
This,
we got to do that.
This sounds like a satire sub.
Yeah, like that can't be a thing.
I see a lot of Poland ball going on.
Oh, that might be a satire sub.
Love it.
But
it looks interesting.
Fucking knock it. Let's put that one in your... Put shortcut that guy. Go.
Go, huh?
Shortcut yeah. that guy. Go.
I would totally.
La Wrong Generation.
Oh!
Landed on La Wrong Generation.
That's huge.
It's one of our favorites. Some people say American young men are lazy and soft and need to be toughened up. Do you agree?
Oh.
Yes, emphatic. Yes, no, emphatic. No, no opinion.
Literally, what if we send... everybody equally doesn't know what they think about it.
La thanks, Facebook. Today's teens. Church eating ass, and then they're all going into eating ass.
Should we send everybody Amazing. To some kind of a work camp for 2 years?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about like a death
camp.
Are
you complaining against the millennials, dude?
Yeah, because I'm not one, bro.
You know what we should do?
I'm a cusper.
We should send all of fucking baby boomers to an internet camp is what we need to do.
Thank you.
That's my stance.
Thank you.
We're going to teach them how to turn the Wi-Fi back on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nice.
They're like, I knew how to turn on my computer yesterday. I don't know how to do it today.
Yeah.
It's fucking button. Idiots. Those
fucking dumb
fucking
shit.
Users.
Send them to the camp.
Pieces of shit.
Send them
then
to
again,
the camp.
I all hate Gen X.
Well, don't
those
do you
kids
think
in their Snapchat?
There should be a service, like a voluntary service in America that you have to go do.
Yeah, to like learn about your like the generation
yeah,
after
maybe
you.
Maybe you teach. Maybe
voluntary
you
or involuntary?
Involuntary.
Involuntary. Sorry.
I think mandatory. There is a voluntary service.
Mandatory.
Yeah, I think
womandatory.
I
don't want to
be
sexist.
Be,
thank you. Thank
non-binary genderlatory.
It-latory.
Mm. So I think it would be great if we had a thing that was mandated mm-hmm. that what but wasn't necessarily
mansplained?
Militaristic. Yeah. That was mansplained to you. So you're right. So like you have to teach. You have to
they don't
fucking
have to kill people.
Whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to kill people sometimes.
Yeah, well,
you
some
have to like
guys.
Fucking farm. Like whatever. Like I mean that kind of gets into Maoist shit, but it's I think it would be it'd be good. It'd be a good thing.
Wouldn't hurt no one.
Wouldn't hurt no one.
Hmm.
But maybe we would end up just having really low quality shit because
what
you'd
if
have
everybody
a bunch
had
of
to learn
trying to teach preschoolers science.
What if
shit?
Everybody learned CPR and like basic medical response?
Everybody had to be a volunteer a volunteer lifeguard?
Yeah. Like everyone learned like the tax code. And you had these basic skills that you could adjust, you know.
That's what we should be teaching in school instead of
fucking the Bible.
Fucking calculus.
Ew, who exactly. uses that?
I don't
Nerds.
Use calculus and I never will. It would have been nice to know about fucking tax brackets, though.
That would have been
Do you
nice.
Think as LASIK gets more popular, glasses will become extinct and then the term four eyes will go away?
Maybe, but they're still so fashionable that people will wear them without lenses.
Until I start bullying them, four
yeah.
eyes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Maybe. Maybe you'll get a. Then there'll be a new nickname like Surgery Opticals or something.
Yeah,
it'll be a new slam.
Surge yeah. Opt. Fuck you.
Hey,
you
fucking Surgery Optical, and then you slam him against the locker.
Yeah,
a wedgie.
Instead of lace X, it's like lace ass.
Lace ass.
Something like that.
You can just tell those fuckers who've gotten LASIK.
Oh, call them yeah. lace fag, maybe.
Maybe
oh, nice.
That's it.
Lace fags.
Maybe that'll be what it is.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
Cool.
Be like, how can you even tell, dude?
We should start a sub for
how do you tell?
For new terms to bully kids with.
Yes.
That's great.
That's a great idea.
That's a great thing that we should. Mm,
thanks. We have a Patreon.
Idea, man.
What would we call that?
Neo
fags? I don't know if that works.
That word fag is so harsh.
I know.
Really?
I don't
fag,
like it.
Fag
it's just...
feels a little sarcastic. Faggot feels really dirty and
yes.
angry.
Yeah. It's yeah. like a hard R.
Like whenever you hear somebody call somebody a faggot, I'm just like, I get really fucking...
Like PewDiePie.
It makes me feel really
hard,
gross.
Yeah.
Hard on bomb.
Yeah.
They're just... It's
oh, yeah.
Hard,
hard
there
R.
are certain words that are just, like... Cunt is one of those words.
I don't
think
cunt's
gotten bad.
Cunt is what?
Cunt's softened up, I feel like.
It has in recent years.
Yeah.
I now I like using it.
Because
sometimes.
Of the British invasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
We need more swear words. Like
we
lace
do.
Like lace
yeah.
fag.
Yeah. Like moist.
Mm.
Moist just makes me think of bundt cake.
Mm.
Moist makes me think of noise. So it seems cool to me.
Moist.
Yo, moist. I love that.
Yeah, that is a good news.
It's a bad rap.
That's a positive one.
I like
pretty
moist.
Positive one.
Down.
We should, yeah, let's use that as a like
moist.
Positive. Yo, that's so moist.
It's fucking moist, dude.
Fucking moist.
That clams is moist.
That clams is moist.
Yeah.
That clam is moist. I love that. That's like on Broad City, one of the characters looks at some guy and he's like, yo, that penis is pink. That clam is moist. Those are two beautiful
compliments.
The penis
is pink.
That penis is pink.
Like a Red Rocket style, like dog.
It just comes like the hard P's really make it. Penis is pink.
Pink.
Yeah.
Fucking that clam is moist.
That pod spiraled. That's what happened.
I gotta go.
We gotta get out of here.
God, right. Jesus, Bible.
The Bizible.
The Bizible.
We're all Christians and you should be too.
Yes. Word. Open your hearts, open your minds. The moon landing never happened.
But this isn't a Christian podcast.
No, it's not.
I don't want to just say that.
No, we're not. This is definitely not a Christian podcast.
Could be one day.
But if you read the Bizible or any of Revelations, you will be.
You will be Christian.
Thanks for listening. If you want to reach out, hi at digireddit.com. We'll be back next week with another episode of Did You Reddit?
Yeah. Shout out to Ho for Show.
Shout out to Ho for Show, our number one boy.
TrueSwords.com.
TrueSwords.com. This episode is sponsored to you by. And the United States Postal Service.
Hey, are you still on banned from the Donald?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah,
am.
He's still banned.
Oh, just checking.
We didn't really talk about it much this time. No. But I am.
He's banned.
Just checking.
I just want to be a part of it again, guys.
It's okay. You'll get there.
I got to start a burner account.
You just got to prove yourself again.
I think you have to flash B-hole at them once.
Yep.
I just need to make a good Pepe on a different account.
Just a really good white nationalist Pepe meme. And then you're in.
Pepe pow.
Pepe.
Pepe pow. Pepe pow.
That's a meme.
That's a new meme.
All right. Bye. You got to go.
All right. You got to go. Bye. We'll be right back.